Okay, today's daf is Shabbos, daf Nun Gimel, and we are on Nun Beis Mabeis with the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Chamor Yotze Bemerda'as Bizman Shik Shurabo. As we know, we're talking about all Babet Behema. What is an animal allowed to go out with on Shabbos and what not? What is considered a masa, a burden, something extra that one would be chayef for one's animal going out on Shabbos, and what is considered batel to the animal, just an article of clothing that the animal needs, an article of protection, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem. So says the Mishnah, Chamor Yotze b'merda'as b'zman shik shurabo. A donkey is let it go with a merda'as. The merda'as is a blanket, a cloth of some kind that protects the animal and keeps it warm. So that is what we'll talk about the merdas today. So you can go out with that as long as it's tied on. So why is he allowed to go out per se? Because it's bottled to the animal, keeps it warm. Why does it have to be tied on? Because besides the main issue of this product that we mentioned, that you're worried that it is a masa, and then it would be extra, and it would be chaya for hotza'ah, but also, I might also be worried, if something falls off, I might come to pick it up, I might come to carry it, dalat amasim rishus harabim, so that's why also it has to be kshura bo, as the Gemara will talk about. Zacharim yotzin levuvin, and zacharim, male, rams could be, go out levuvin. The Gemara will talk all about what these adjectives are. Rechelos yotzos shechuzos. Females could go out shechuzos, kuvulos, ukavunos. All of these will be explained by the Gemara. It means some type of tied up, whether it means the tail was tied up or tied down, or the udders were tied up or tied down or covered. So that will all be Bezer Shem, be discussed in the Gemara. Ha'izim yotzos tsururos. Izim, goats, could be go out with their udders tied up. Rabbi Yossi, Oser v'kulan, Rabbi Yossi answers in all of the above, chutz min ha-rechelen ha-kvunos, except for the rechelen that are kvunos, which is a cover of their wool so that it doesn't become dirty. And Rashi says, v'havi lehu tachshit. That was just a ornament of the animal, and therefore wouldn't it be a problem. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, izim yotzos tsuros liyabesh avalo lechalev. Rabbi Yehuda says goats are allowed to go out liyabesh, tightly, with the udders are tightly covered up, and in that way, it would be, end up drying out the milk, but not lo lechalev, not to catch the milk in order to use it. Okay, different ways of being tied up. Says the Gemara, Amar Shmuel, v'huk shura lo me'erev Shabbos. When did we say that a chamor could go out with his cloth, with his blanket on it? Only when it was tied up from before Shabbos. That's when he's allowed to go out with it on Shabbos. Only from before. Amar Rav Nachman, Masis Anami Deka. Rav Nachman says our Mishnah also hints to this idea, Diktani, because the next Mishnah, Daf Nun Dalet, has all of the opposites of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said a chamor can go out with a merdas when it's tied on. That Mishnah over there says ain a chamor yotzei b'merdas b'dan she'ain a kshura lo. A chamor cannot go out with a merdas if it's not tied on. Say echidami, what exactly is the case that it's not tied on? Ilei mashein a kshura lo klal doesn't mean that it's not tied on at all. So pshita, that's obvious. Dilma nafla le vasila suye. So you can't go out with anything loose, because maybe it'll fall down, and then you might come to carry it in Rosh Hashanah Rabim. So, El Olav, what rather must that Mishnah be talking about? That will have Bezer Shem on tomorrow's daf. El Olav, she'ena kshura me'erev Shabbos. It must be that it's, of course it's tied on now, but it wasn't tied on from before Shabbos. That's what the Mishnah means. Mechal derei shekshura lo me'erev Shabbos, Rami Na, Mashla, the first Mishnah, our Mishnah, means that it was tied on not only now, but from before Shabbos. Why must it be tied on from before Shabbos? Right? What's the difference? It's the issue of hotzah. So as long as you don't tie it in a way that is chayim mishum kosher on Shabbos, doesn't sound like that's the issue. Doesn't sound like the issue is kshira, the malach of kshira. That's what the Ritva points out here. It must be you're tying it in a way that is not kayama. It's not a problem of kosher. The problem is something with hotzah. So what is the issue? That's a machlokas here in the Rishonim. Tosfos here quotes Rashi on the Gemara later on. Taplosus, Rashi Pirsh Lakamon, to bikshura me'er of Shabbos, havi mal b'shachamor. Aval be'in akshura me'er of Shabbos, havi masui. Sounds like, according to Rashi, if it's tied on from before Shabbos, then you know the animal really needs it. Really needs it. That's why it is as part of who it is, and it's tied on before Shabbos, and it's still tied on at Shabbos. That's why it's not called, it's a malbush. But what, if you put it on right before Shabbos, that's kind of like a trip. I put it on Shabbos right before the animal goes out. What? So it's really cold? The animal's cold, so I didn't have it on beforehand. It's not so much warmer in the house than outside. That's what the, so Rashi, shot number one, has to be tied on an Erev Shabbos, because that really shows that it is a malbush and not a masui. Number one. Number two, Tosafot quotes are a Rabbi Porat. that says maybe if you put it on right before the animal goes out, it seems like the what you're doing is to be molech the animal to a makom rachok. Right, so that is something maybe also that we want to, it's a maris ayin type of issue. But the other reason to discuss here is the rush. The rush here says the isser is you can't do it before Shabbos, but you can't do it on Shabbos because it would be hishtamshus bibehema. Based on Yerushalmi, uvashi dekshur lo meir of Shabbos, dasu likshamer das, b'shabbos b'shudim b'shtamish b'alechayim. Isser is rabbanon of using an animal on Shabbos. I'm not allowed to lean on an animal. I'm not allowed to even touch an animal. And animals are muksa on Shabbos. So that's what the Rosh says. You have to tie it up before because of Hishtamshus Babali Chaim. Totally different reason than Rashi and maybe the expansion of Tosfos that the difference is Malbush versus Masui. Rashi and Tosfos sound like more Kipshuto of the context of the Gemara. Masha'enki, when it comes to the Rosh of Hishtamshus Babali Chaim, maybe he's influenced because he says, what's the difference? If you put it on before Shabbos, maybe it is colder in the house. Maybe Machlokas be showing him. Interesting nafkaminas between the two different reasons. Could you have a non-Jew put the merda'as on Shabbos? So to have a non-Jew put it on, so that would be a nafkamina between Tosfos and the Rosh. According to Tosfos and Rashi, that would be okay, because the issue is Masui versus, I'm sorry, according to Rashi Tosfos, that would also be not be good because it has to be there beforehand to be next of a malbush. Mashiach, and according to the Rosh, if it's based on Ishtamshus Bebehemos and the non-Jew to putting it on the animal, that would not be a problem. Another nafkamina might be if you're putting it on within a Rosh Hashayachid. What if I'm just going to keep my animal in my yard? Is that going to be an issue? So again, with a guy in that case, so then, I'm sorry, that the Rosh Hashayachid, that's what the Rosh matches that nafkamina as well. According to Rashi and Tosfos, that would be mutter in that case. It would cut the other way because you're not going out. Mashiach, and according to the Rosh, it would still be usher if I do it because it would still be ishtamshus bebehema in the Rishos HaYachin. Okay, either way, that's the machlokes related to how to understand this line. One other important point that comes out of this discussion, there's a line in the Rosh towards the end of the piece, and that is the issue here is putting on the merda'as, and that's an issur of ishtamshus bebehema or not. What about taking something off? Taking something off the behema, would that be a problem? This is a big discussion in the Rishonim. We know there's not only an issur of ishtamshus bebehema on Shabbos, but also ishtamshus be'etzim, ishtamshus with trees. Not allowed to use a tree on Shabbos. That's also within the gzeira of kotzer. You might come to cut off a branch, so you're not allowed to use a tree. So what happens if I just, something gets, my jacket is hanging on the tree. Taking my jacket off the tree, is that called using the tree? So that, the Rosh says from here, the fact that you see that the whole discussion here is putting on the merda'as and not taking off the merda'as, mikan yish ladaktik. Lo bishvil shei nikra mishtamish b'mechubar im not lo misham ela gazrinon shemayala be'ilon kdei litzlo lo amr chachamim ela ein olan agabehem be'ilon v'chulu. The Rosh Paskins l'kula. The fact that the Gemara only here discusses putting something on and not taking something off, so it must be that just removing something is not called using it. We Paskin though l'chumra in this regard. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch and Shin Lamed Vav, that is the simon about ishtamshus with trees. Not allowed to climb a tree on Shabbos. You're not allowed to use a tree on Shabbos. Let's say I'm going to want to put my jacket down on the tree. I want to put a book down on the tree. Well, that's asa d'rabanan. Any ishtamshus be'ilon was asur midrabanan on Shabbos. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says here. Avilim nia imhiniach sham chayfes mibod yom asur litlo misham b'Shabbos. So before Shrama, you're not allowed to take it because that is also called ishtamshus be'ilon. Good. So that is a machlokas, but we paskin lechumer in that regard. We paskin, if you use what's called two steps away from the tree, that's mutter. Studdei ilan. I'm not allowed to lean on the tree on Shabbos. What happens if I have a hammock? If I have a hammock that's wrapped around two trees, can I lie on that on Shabbos? So if it's directly tied to the tree, no. That's also called ishtamshus, but studdei ilan, which is also asur derabanan. The only thing that's mutter is studdei ilan. If the hammock is connected to a nail, and the nail is connected to the tree, so then that hammock is studdei ilan. So then I'm allowed to lie in the hammock. I'm not allowed to put the hammock up on Shabbos, because that would be using the nail. That would be using studdei ilan. But just lying in the hammock, so then that would be okay. That would be studdei. Comes up in one other area that I can think of in halacha in terms of taking something out. Is that called using? What happens if you get an untoveled bowl? Somebody brings you on Shabbos a bowl of jelly beans, and it's not toveled. So are you allowed to put that out? Well, it's just, first of all, some say, oh, it's just the first time. So that's one misconception. You can't even use it once if it's not tovelt. But number two is, what about if it's already full? Do I have to dump it out, put it into another bowl, or can I at least put it on the table? Are you really using it? You're just taking them out. So that is a similar discussion here. Is that called hishtamshus with an untovel kli? And we generally would assume l'chumra again. We would say that, yeah, you have to dump it out and put the kli away until you tovel it and put it into another bowl. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Tanya Nami Haki, we also have a braisa, chamar yotzei b'merdas b'zvan shekshiro lo me'erav Shabbos. A chamar can go out with a merdas as long as it's tied up from before Shabbos. Below b'ukaf and not with a saddle. A saddle is more chamor. You can't go out with a saddle, even though it is tied on Erev Shabbos. Why would an animal want a saddle? Either, we'll see. Either because you want to put the saddle on, or maybe it's a little cold. So you're putting the saddle on to, I'm getting ahead of myself. You're putting it for your own purposes, the saddle, and, we'll talk about that more. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, af ba'ukaf is not shekshur lo me'erav Shabbos. No, even in ukaf, as long as it's there from before Shabbos, Ubilvach alo yikshe lo masrichan. As long as you don't put it on masrichan. What does that mean? In a very serious way. You wrap it around the neck, and it seems like you're putting it on in order to put some bundles on it. Ubilvach alo yifshe lo ritsua tachas navo. And as long as you don't tie and wrap a belt under it. So now, Rashi says both of these make it appear that you are taking it for a loading on, so that is also drabanan as well, mishum marasayin. Okay, so yeah, matu is even the ukaf. Boy, mine ravasi mirbar nasa mirbichia baravashi, maulitin mardaas al gabi chamar b'shabbos. Are you allowed to put the mardaas on the chamar on Shabbos? Right, we just said not. But are you allowed to put it on Shabbos? Amar le mutter, he answers mutter, you're allowed to. What is the potential issue? Tosa here says, maybe it's a tircha issue. So, he answers mutter, Amar Lev Chima Bein Zeh Leukaf. You're allowed to put the merdas on? Right, we just said in the Mishnah we should put it on before Shabbos. But you're allowed to put it on Shabbos. Why is that different than the ukaf? Because he assumed that the ukaf was Aser. Ishtik, but Rav Chiya Bar Rav Ashi did not answer him. So Ishtik, he was quiet. So he thought, the questioner thought, that the reason he didn't answer him was because he didn't agree. He asked him, why is merdas mutter and ukaf is Aser? But he thought that maybe he holds that merdas, that a ukaf is also mutter. But Esa, and therefore because of that, he asked him the following question. Ukaf sha'al gabi chamor lo yital talena biyado. If there's an ukaf on a chamor, you want to remove it. Why do you want to remove it? Because the chamor is overheating. That's what I meant before. And therefore you want to take off this saddle that's weighing down on the animal. So you can't take it off directly. Ela molicha umevia b'chatzer. You have to lead the animal into the yard. V'unofa me'elov, that it falls off by itself. You can't directly touch it. Could fall off. So the Gemara says, and the questioner says, Hashto litol amit lo. You can't even take it off. Lahaniach mi boys, or surely you can't put it on the animal in the first place. So back to my question that I had on you. Why do you allow a mirda'as, this blanket that covers the animal, you allow to put on Shabbos? But a nukaf, you're not allowed to put on Shabbos. What's the difference if you say kalim and begadim of an animal and items that go on an animal are mutter? So why should it make a difference? So amar le Reb Zeira shavkei. Reb Zeira says, leave him alone. Karabe svirle. He holds like his Rebbe. Meaning there's a difference between mirda'as and ukaf, that you can't just say, oh, all things that go on animals are mutter. There's a difference. Damrev chia bar ashi amarav, tolin traskel lebehema b'shabes. You're allowed to be tola a traskel. What's a traskel? We had this once earlier in the Masechta. Back in the first parak, we spoke about traskel, a basket. Let's say you want to put a basket around the animal's neck with some food in it. Instead of the animal having to bend all the way down to the ground to eat from the ground, right, which is a little more difficult for him, you want to put the food in the basket. It's a little extra tainug. Extra enjoyment for the animal. As we're about to see, there are three levels in terms of the items that we're talking about. We're talking about the animal's in pain, and you want to save it from being in pain. That's the mirdas. The animal's cold. The next level up is you want to give the animal some enjoyment. So that is traskal. And then ukaf is the highest level, right? So that's like removing it because you think the animal is too hot. As we're going to see, animals are never too hot. As it's this type of animal. Right? So those are the three levels. So Rav says, you're allowed to give him oneg. You're allowed to put the traskel there. V'kal v'chomer l'merdas. And surely the merdas, which is put on because the animal's in pain. As the Gemara says, uma hasam demishum tainuk shari. Over there by the traskel, it's mutter because you're giving the animal enjoyment. Hacha demishum tsar lo kol shekein. So surely a merdas is going to be mutter, which is put on because the animal's cold and you're saving the animal from pain. So that's Rav Shita. Rav says in our hierarchy of mirdaas, traskel, and ukaf, again, removing pain, giving enjoyment, remove an extra, the ukaf, so Rav Mathers the bottom two. Rav Mathers the mirdaas, the blanket put on, and the basket of food. Shmuel Amar, mirdaas mutter, traskel aser. No, he only matters the bottom one. Mirdaas is mutter. You could remove it, but traskel is going to be aser. Stop there for a minute. So one of the achronim in the back maybe suggests that what's his machlokas about between Rav and Shmuel? Traskel's mutter, traskel's aser. Is it Hilcha Shabbos machlokas? What would be the difference? So he suggests maybe it's a general Tzar Balei Chaim machlokas. Tzar Balei Chaim d'oraisa d'rabbanan. It's a machlokas quoted in the Gemara and elsewhere. And the question is, how expansive do you view that? If you hold Tzar Balei Chaim is d'oraisa, then maybe you'd be even more wont to have an expanded definition of even giving it tainug is allowed on Shabbos. Mashenkin, if you hold Tzar Balei Chaim is d'rabbanan, so then, maybe you wouldn't be as one. That's Reb Elazar Meir Horowitz in the back of the Gemara. Again, that was this, important issues. What about Chil Shabbos for Tzar Balei Chaim? What are we paskin about if an animal's in pain? So to do a daraisa, no. Daraisa, right? Only to save a human life is allowed for Tzar Balei Chaim Chil Shabbos. To ask a Najir to do something, maybe to do certain Durabanans, that would be okay, but otherwise, we hold Tzar Balei Chaim as an issue, but Shabbos comes first. We mentioned many times Rav Asher Weiss's idea about Tzar Balei Chaim. Well, Tzar Balei Chaim is Durabanan, according to that opinion. What? According to the Torah, you could torture an animal. But Durabanan, you can do whatever you want. Right, Durabanan, they came up with a chiddush that did Durabanan not allowed to paint an animal? No, of course we don't say that. So, Rav Asher Weiss, similar question. The mitzvah of chinuch is Durabanan according to most Rishonim. Machlokes, is it on the father, is it on the child? But it's Durabanan. A daraisa, I can let my kids do whatever they want. I don't have to give them a Jewish education. Durabanan, a big chiddush, you have to send them to yeshiva. Of course not. Says Rav Asher Weiss, in both of those, certain details of certain halachas might be Durabanan. But the idea of the mitzvah and of the idea is for sure daraisa. Tzar Balei Chaim, he gives an example. What's the source for Tzar Balei Chaim? Painting an animal? There's nowhere in the Gemara. The Gemara quotes it, but the Gemara never quotes a pasuk. So what's the source for Tzar Balei Chaim? So Rav Asher Weiss, Kedarka Bakodesh, quotes 11 sources in the Rishonim and the Achronim for Tzar Balei Chaim. We're going to have a Rashi later on. Maybe it's learned out from the mitzvah Prika of unloading my if I see my friend's animal under a heavy load, you got to remove it. Separate mitzvah daraisa. Maybe you learn that from there. Maybe it's learned out from the Isra of muzzling your animal. Lo saksom shor bedisho. Maybe it's Halacha Moshe v'Sinai. There's a Ritva there that says that. Maybe it's learned out from the pasuk by Bilam. The donkey turns to Bilam and says, why are you hitting me? Right, Chassam Sofer says it's learned out for the pasuk in Ashrei. V'rachma v'kol ma'asav. Right, all these different suggestions. Ask Rav Asher Weiss, why are there so many suggestions among many others? The answer is maybe the real point is that there is no makar. The real point is that it is Ratzon Hashem. As we discussed a few months ago, we had a Daf B'Iyun share about this. Sometimes there's what's called the fifth Shulchan Aruch, or the beyond the 613. You know, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu would appreciate and wants. Based on everything else that we know about the mitzvahs Hashem, there are certain ideas that are obvious. Rav Yassitza Yashav Atov, the Ramban explains in Parshas Veschanan, do what's right and good in the eyes of Hashem, even though it's not specifically commanded. So that's also a major element. Ratzon HaTorah and Ratzon Hashem is something obvious. That's why there are no specific sources, because the real source is Ratzon Hashem. So the suggestion is that maybe that's what Rav and Shmuel are arguing about here, how seriously you take the issue of Tzar Balei Chaim d'oraisa d'rabbanan as we continue. Good. Azal Rav Chiya bar Yosef Amr l'shmaitzi d'Rav Kami d'Shmuel. Rav Chiya bar Yosef went and said Rav Shita in front of Shmuel, Rav who matired Mirdaas and Traskal, the bottom two levels. Amar lei ihachi amar abba. So Shmuel says that that's what he's held. Lo yada b'mili shabbos of lo klum. I don't think he knows anything about Hilcha Shabbos. So from that line, just a note, it sounds like it's a Hilcha Shabbos machlokas, not a Tzar Balei Chaim machlokas. Because he said if this is what he says, he doesn't know anything about Hilcha Shabbos. What do you mean? Maybe it's a Tzar Bala Chaim. So it just sounds that way. Kisalik Reb Zera, Asher Cheder Reb Binyamin Bar Yafes, to Yosef Akamar La Mishmei Reb Yochanan, when Reb Zera went up to Eretz Yisrael, so he found Reb Binyamin, and he said in the name of Reb Yochanan, Nosdin Mirdas Agamecham Ar B'Shabbos. You're allowed to put the Mirdas on. So Amale, Yaisher. So Reb Zera says, Shkayach. V'chein Dirgama Aryach B'Bavel. That's exactly what the Aryach. What's the Aryach? Right, Aryach, I said, this is the king. The king of Bavel, Aryach Manu Shmuel. Right, Shmuel said that. He's called the king because he was the Baki Bedinim. He was a shofit like a melech. Right, so Shmuel said that. Says the Gemara, Rav Nami Amra. What do you mean? That's the bottom level. Rav also says that. That's Mutter. Mirdas. Rav even goes further. So, Ella Shame, no, the second half of the line we forgot to say. Ella Shame Davi Messiah Bey Veitol and Traskel B'Shabbos. He said, only Mirdas is Mutter and not Traskel. Amala Yaisher. So to that he said, Shkayach. That's what he said. That's what Shmuel agrees to. Rav doesn't say that. Rav says both of the levels are mutter. Tekuli alma miyos berdas mutter. But either way, everybody agrees. Both Rav and Shmuel means the basic low level of putting a merdas. One is allowed to go out on Shabbos with a blanket, with a cloth that goes over the animal. So maishna meyukaf. What's the difference? What's the difference between the merdas that's mutter and the ukaf, which is for sure usser? Right? The ukaf is the highest level. So, to a couple of points. Number one, shani hasam defshe nafal mamela. Number one, that case of the ukaf, you have a choice. You don't have to put it on. The case we gave was, you bleed it into the yard, it falls off by itself. So we're not going to allow you to do something. Tosfos said before, the extra tircha, if there is a way, not to be involved in it. Rav Papa Amar? No, the difference is, kan lachamma kan lasanana. Putting on the blanket is different than taking off the saddle. Lechamama, to warm up the animal, to put this to blanket on, is letzara, that's pain, it's cold. Letzanana, less letzara. But to take off the saddle because you think the animal is overheated, so that is not allowed. Why? Behind the Dharma Yinshi, because that's what people say. Chamra, filu betkufas tamas kri relay. Donkeys are cold even in the middle of the summer. We don't assume that the donkey is going to get overheated, maybe it just had a big schlep, but it'll cool down. And therefore, that would be an extra tircha. So again, yeah, we have to keep in mind in this sugya, what are the issues? Is it a tircha issue? Is it a chash hotza issue? Is it malbush versus masui? Is it maybe I might have to carry it if it falls off? All of those issues are behind the different reasons of different lines in the Gemara. Good. Meisvei asked from the Tosefta. Lo yetze hasus. Other items that you're allowed or not allowed to go out with. The animal. Lo yetzi asus bizanav shual. A horse is not allowed to go out with a fox's tail hanging on it, which wards off ayin hara. Velo bizahahuris, haruris, shebein enav. Also some type of ornament that's put there for noi, for beauty between its eyes. Lo yetzi azav bekishalo. This we had earlier in the Masechta. Azav was counting down the days. So he had an emission. He has to know if he's going to be a real Zav, if he's going to have to bring a carbon or just wait Shiva Nikiyam. He has a kiss, a pouch that is around his Aver Azachar in order to be able to catch the liquid. And he has to see if it's going to be Ziva or not. So he's not allowed to go out with that because that's called extra also. That's not a malbush. V'lo iza b'kisha b'dadayan. And also goats with a bag around their udders, they're also not allowed to go out with. V'lo para b'chasom shebefia. And a para cannot go out with some type of chasima, some type of muzzle in its mouth because that is called extra. V'lo sayachim b'tras kalin shebefia. And little colts are not allowed to go out with baskets in their mouths, l'rishus harabim. Right, with food in it. Velo behema besandal shebaragleha. And an animal is not allowed to go out with a sandal. Maybe with a horseshoe. Right, you can't go out with a something on its foot. Velo bekamia, last one. Avol bishum mumche. And an amulet, he's not allowed to go out with an amulet, even though it is mumche. What does mumche here mean? We'll talk about this by the Shem a couple of times in the next couple of weeks. Mumche Rashi here says that it's been used 3 times. So you know it's experienced. It's an experienced, tried and tested amulet. So that's all these things you're not allowed to go out with. V'zuchomer b'behema mi ba'adam. And that is a stringency that animals have that people don't have. What is this going on? So at this point we think just the previous line. An amulet issue. So we'll talk about that more on Amid Beis. Aval, that's all asur. Aval yosehu be'eged shagabe amaka. You can go out with a little bandage on a wound. U'bekshishin shagabe ashever. With splints on a broken bone. U'beshilya hamadul delaspa. And if the animal started giving birth, and the placenta is hanging out a little bit, that's also not called a masoi, that's connected to the animal. Upokikin la, we'll get to the question soon, we're just finishing the brisa. Upokikin la zug bitsavara, if the animal has a bell around its neck, it could go out with it as long as you stuff it up, so it's not ringing. Umetayelas ima b'chatzer, and that he's allowed to go out with that bell in a yard, but not into Rosh Hashanah, because for reasons that we'll see better on tomorrow's daf. But k'tani miyas, what's the important line for us? Velo sayachin b'tras lin shabafim, Rosh Hashanah. Can't go out with this basket of food around his neck into the street. L'Rosh Hashanah hu delo, ha'b'chatzer shaper dami. Into Rosh Hashanah he can't, but to the yard. Right, sounds like it's a hotzah issue, but to the yard it would be mutter. My love, aren't we talking about bigdolim, large animals, which would have no problem bending their neck down to the grass. So the reason you're putting this food on is not to take away pain from the animal, but just to give it some more enjoyment, tainug. Omishab tainug, meaning kashan rav, raya to Shmuel, right, because Shmuel said trasklin or usser. Rav said that trasklin or mutter to put on the animal. Right, so isn't that a riot to Shmuel? So what's his law? Biktanim u'mishim tsar. Maybe we are talking about small animals, which would have a bigger problem. Rashi says, "Arkuboseim gavoim." Some of their limbs are tall, but their neck is short, and there's tsar for them to bend all the way down in order to get to the ground. So it is mishim tsar. So it's basically parallel to the mirdaas by a chamor, which we would be allowed for Rav. Dekanami, it's also supported in the brisa. Diktani, dumya de kamiya shmamina. Right, you put it similar to a kamiya, which you put on because the animal is sick or in pain. So too here. Once we're talking about just one ha'ara before we turn over, and that is we're talking about zug shebet savara. So why can't you have a bell? What's wrong with a bell? You have to stuff up the bell. Because first of all, it's a masui. You don't need it. But even within the, why do you have to stuff it up if you're not going anywhere? If you're just in the chatzers, that's the Issa D'Rabbanan of musical instruments on Shabbos. Kli Zemer. Issa D'Rabbanan, Shema Yisakein Kli Shir. So the Gemara says here, and in the Maseches Beitza, it is the main discussion. So there is a Tosfos, which is in Maseches Beitza there on the Flamet, I think, which is a big Kiddush, but the Tosfos is quoted in the Ramah. The Gemara also discusses clapping and singing and dancing on Shabbos. And the Gemara seems to say that that's also awesome. You should, we might come to fix a musical instrument. But Tosfos already says, because we don't do any fixing of musical instruments just based on clapping and dancing, so it's mutter. So why does Tosfos say it? Right, usually we say, even though the reason doesn't apply anymore, the did applies. Okay, but if Tosfos says it, so then Tosfos says it. So we're allowed to base it on Tosfos. But the Ramah, Paskins like this Tosfos. The Ramah in Shin Lamites, the Ramah says, related to Kama Dinim Pratim Hanogim Shabbos, name of the simon. Couple of halachas. So the first couple of halachos talk about Isurei Drabanan, and one of them is the Shulchan Aruch says Ein Metapkin Lahakos Kaf Al Kaf. You can't clap on Shabbos. Velo Misafkin Lahakos Kaf Al Yarech. Or you know your hand on your thigh. Velo Maraktim. No dancing. Gezeirah Shem Yisakin Klei Shir. That's before it. She quotes the Mishnah in Maseches Beitza. V'avyu lahakos be'etzpa lakarko laluach. All that is aser. Ulasapi klachar yad mutter. But you can do klachar yad. So some of the backwards clap on Shabbos. Just got to make sure that, I've seen people do that on during the week because they're so used to doing it on Shabbos. You got to make sure you're not doing it during the week because that will be your regular clap. But that is the Shulchan Aruch. Ramah, v'had de misafkin umurakten ha'idna v'lo machina behu mishum. Number one, memutav she yeshogegin. Maybe people aren't going to stop anyway, so better not to tell them. The yeshomrim de bizman hazeh hakol shari de einon abaki and basias kleshir v'leka lemigzar shem yisakin kleshir de milsa de loshriach the efshar shalzeh noag ulahaka bakol tosus reish para kamevi kadayayim. That is the shulchan the Ramah. It's mutter. Rav Moshe has a tshuva about this, where he wonders about how Tosfos could say this, like all the Achronim wonder. How did Tosfos say this? So what if the reason doesn't apply, right? So the Shchika Samamanim, we're going to discuss that B'Hashem in a few minutes, and other Gzeiros D'Rabbanan, we know even if the reason doesn't apply, unless the Gemara says it, you don't change it. But this is what Tosfos says. Rav Moshe in Aruch Chaim, Chelek Beis, Simin Kuf, he discusses this, and he says, v'niru anias daiti, sha'atamu, d'nechshava kalo pashta ha'gzeira, avshikvar pashta b'yemehem, avakivin sha'achshav nishtane, mikifisha haya b'yemehem, shenistalik hatam, lo nechshav ma'ashe pashta, b'eisha haya hatam l'pashta gam achshav. Nowadays, because so many people don't do it, so many people who are Yerei Shemayim and follow all other areas of halacha, you're allowed to, says Rav Moshe, look at it as if lo pashta b'chol Yisrael. The gzeira has not been spread around all of Klal Yisrael, and even though me'aroi, if you want to be lahachmir, not to do it directly, but, you know, ledina ha'chazin shemikilin, you could be makeless. That's Rav Moshe regarding clapping. But other posts can discuss, that's what the Minchas Elazar, first Munkacha Rebbe, talks about dancing. He says, "What I do all the right, all the tishin and all the Hasidic get-togethers." He says in Simon Chavtes. He says, "Obviously, he says, what do you do with the Gemara? What do you do with the Ramaz Meiko? But is there a lechanchila not to?" So he says, "It's obviously mutter." And he goes through that they were never misakin in this regard. It's a totally different society. He goes through it here, and then he discusses what about the, what should I say that maybe you shouldn't be able to dance because then they're going to hire organs in the shuls, right? He talks about the beginning of the reform movement in the shuva. He says, "V'yesh lomar kivin she'eino mitzuva mitzvah l'chol adam rak mishaboer bekirbo rish pei esh shalheves Hashem simchas yontif asherin chilanu avalo l'chol adam." He says, maybe I'll allow it for those who are burning up with avas Hashem, and they can't control themselves, and it just flows over into dancing and singing, and they can't stop themselves. He says, that's what obviously is going to be mutter. But otherwise, if someone's just going to force themselves, then I wouldn't allow. You got to understand, to overflow with Abbas Hashem is going to be okay. Okay, you can look at that tshuva in the Minchas Elazar, Aleph Chavtes. Omar Mar, we continue. Says the Gemara, one of the Brisa said the animal is not allowed to go out with an amulet on it, even though it is an expert amulet, meaning it's been used a couple of times. The Onantanan, but we have later on regarding people, velo bekamia she'eno mumche, you can't go out with a kamia that's not expert, not experienced. Ha mumche shapardami, mashva, that if it's mumche, you can't go out with it. Right, so hakanami b'sheino mumche. Yeah, here too, also talking about a non-mumche one. V'abishu mumche tani. What do you mean? It says it explicitly the opposite. It says this is even by an experienced, a used amulet. So Gemara says mumche lo adam v'ena mumche lo behema. Oh, it's been used for people. It's healed people, but it has not healed animals. That's how you could call it mumche on the one hand and non-mumche on the other hand. It says the Gemara, mika mumche lo adam v'lo mumche lo behema. Is there such a thing? Can you have something that works for people and doesn't work for animals? In, yes, says the Gemara. Adam, the isle mazle. Man has mazel. What does mazel mean here? Isle mazle, Rashi says on top, malach shelo, umelitzalov. Everybody's got their malach for protection. So even if something works for a human, it might not work for an animal. Because animals don't have their malachim. Right, we mentioned many times in Sefer HaChinuch and other Rishonim that there's hashkacha klalus when it comes to animals. There's no hashkacha pratis. There's hashkacha klalus on the species, on the whole group. Kadosh Baruch Hu watches over dogs. Kadosh Baruch Hu watches over giraffes. But people, hashkacha pratis. Every single Jew. That's the islay mazle. And therefore it might work for a person, even though it won't work for an animal. Right, remember we had Rashi once before in this Masechta talking about malachim. Everyone has their malach shalo. So remember Rashi, we had a daf inshir about this back on daf Yud Beis Amid Beis, where the Gemara said there that the Lashon of Kolashol Tzracha B'Lashon Arami in Malachi Asheris Nizkakin Lo, right, they spoke about what language the malachim understand, and the Gemara ended off by saying, right, if there's somebody who's sick, but Rashi there said, you don't have to have different methods when you're with the chola because the shechina is there. So Rashi says, ve'enam is palo tzarech sheizdakku lo malachi asharis lahakras tefilah so lefnim min apargod. Right, you don't have to have the malachim bring your tefilah in to HaKadosh Baruch Hu if you're by a chola because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there himself. Rashi is very comfortable talking about malachim as real beings, right, helping you with your tefillah, and over here, your malach protecting you and being your melech. Okay, right, the Rambam would never say such formulations, just as an example. Messiah, I'm sorry, I read it, I stopped in the middle. In Adam, the Islay Mazle Messiah, a person who has mazel, who has this malach, this protection, so it could help him. Behemoth, the Islay Mazle Messiah, a behemoth that does not have the mazel, so then, he might not be helped. So then what's the chumrah? The last line of the braisa had said, oh, this is a chumrah that animals have that people don't have. By both of them, you need beduka for that species, right? Animals can only go out with a kamiya that is experience for animals and people for people. So what's the chumrah of animals than people? So misavers, a kamiya kai, a santukai. It's going on the previous line. It's not going on the just previous line in the Braisa. It's going on the previous line in the Braisa about sandal, that animals cannot go out with a sandal, with shoe gear on Shabbos, while people can. That's the chumrah of animals when it as compared to people. There's a big discussion in the Rishonim already relating to experimental medicine. Experimental medicine. Does one have is one allowed? Somebody, Rahman al-Hassan, is in a certain situation. Are they allowed to try an experimental medicine? Let's say the doctor says, this might heal you, but also might kill you. So is one allowed to do that? Rahman al-Hassan, if one's in that situation. What about on Yom Kippur? That's where this comes up, in Maseches Yuma. On Yom Kippur, the Mishnah has described somebody who was bitten by a dog. Are you allowed to get certain types of medicines to give, even though it's not experience, which you might have to violate Yom Kippur for it? So that discussion, if you want to look at it, I don't have time right now because we got a little late with some technical issues, but if you look in the Encyclopedia of Jewish Medical Ethics, which my father translated from Rabbi Steinberg, he has a whole 3 pages there on unproven remedies, skulos. Again, all the different Rishonim that discuss it, Rishonim and Achronim, astrology, witchcraft, incantations, Ayin Hara, so it's everything that one wants to know there. Just to quote one source, and that is, what would be the potential problem if it's on a weekday? So the Shari Tshuva. Shai Tshuva, Rabbi Yonah writes in Shar Gimel, Uvchukoseim lo selechu, hus harnu bazel lehisrachek mikol darcheho emori, umehem, halachashim vahakimim she'enom min hamumcha lerefua. Any type of medicine that is used and works, fine. But if not, it could be Uvchukoseim lo selechu. Right? What would be mutter? So, I'm just quoting, any therapy which is either scientifically logical or experimentally proven as measured by the scientific and medical knowledge in each era is permitted and mandatory. Right? Anything that makes a little sense, even if it doesn't have as much experience, but if theoretically it makes sense, and there's no Ein Breira, so then there are certain heterim. But this is alluding to this issue of kamiyas, she'ina mumcha, she'ina badukos. But again, the main sugi is in the end of Maseches Yuma, but Hashem will get to it. Okay, Tashma, Sachin u'mafarchas in la'adam, bein Sachin u'mafarchas in la'behema. A person is allowed to smear and remove the wounds and scabs on a person, but not on an animal. My lav dika mako mishum tsar. Isn't this when the animal is a maka and you're removing it and you're preventing pain from the animal? But I thought removing pain from the animal was mutter on Shabbos. Lo, de gomar maka. It was already healed. Umishim tainug. It's just extra tainug. And you're not allowed to do extra tainug for an animal on Shabbos, as Tosfos said before. Tircha. Tircha yisera. Tashma. Behema shachsadam. Here it is, this little brisa, actually the next one we'll see, is the source for a major halacha. Behema shachs adam ein ma'amid en osa b'mayim b'shoshet etzanein. A behema that has a little fever, you're not allowed to put it into cool water to cool down on Shabbos. Adam shachs adam amid en osa b'mayim b'shoshet etzanein. And a person you can, question mark, right, you see here the animal's in pain, can you do it on Shabbos? Amar ula, gezeira mishim shrika samamanim. There it is. Gzeira mishum, grinding herbs. This is the Issur d'Rabbanan of taking medicine on Shabbos. I might grind the herbs, because most medicines are made out of herbs, so therefore because of that, the Chazal disallowed us, Asert forbade us taking medicines on Shabbos in certain situations. Ihach yadam nami. So if that's the reason that you can't heal the animal on Shabbos, what about the Adam? So Adam nira kemeka. No, a person looks like he's just cooling off in the water. So it doesn't look like, you're not doing it for that reason. Right? So therefore, that would be okay. Part of it is a marathon issue, seemingly. So what about an animal? Ein maker la behema. No, that would be unusual for an animal this type of animal to go into the water to cool off on Shabbos. This is the Gzeir of Shrika Samamanim. Let's just finish, then we'll talk about it a little bit. Ula behema migazrinan. Do we make such gzeiras by makam seda? The animal, you might lose the animal if you don't do this. Do we make such gzeiras on Shabbos? Vatanya, if the animal is outside of the tchum, kare lav hiba. You're allowed to call the animal and it comes. And when that goes, you might come to bring the animal in. So you see me, b'makam hafsid, that you might lose the animal, then you're allowed to, when that goes there. So Amar Avina, no, you know what that case is? The case is where you gave the animal to a shepherd before Shabbos. And as we know, from Maseches Erevin, the tchum of an animal on Shabbos goes by the person who's in charge of it. So, if you gave the animal to a shepherd, so then the animal is stuck with the shepherd's tchum on Shabbos. That's what this is talking about. But really, he's within your tchum. And that's why we don't make such a gzeira. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, Shchika Samamanim Gufa Tanoihi. This issue, whether it goes there by animal, Shchika Samamanim, that itself is a machlokas tanoim. Titanya, Behema Shachla Karshinim, if the animal overate. Lo Yibitzana Bechaza Bishvoshet Disrape, you're not allowed to cause it to run a lot in order to be able to get the food out of it. You're not allowed to do that. Rav Oshia Madrini allows it. Darash Rav Halacha Rav Oshia, that we don't make the gzeira of Shchika Samamanim, it does not apply to animals. Period. Okay, again, we've had shiurim about this, maybe we'll have a Dafiin shiur. About the four categories of cholim on Shabbos, but just remember, when it comes to a cholim sheyesh bo sakana, there's nothing to talk about. You got to drive to the hospital, right? Forget medicine. Even for a cholim sheein bo sakana, what's the halacha for a cholim sheein bo sakana? His life is not in danger. His life might become in danger, but his life is not in danger. Cholim sheein bo sakana. It's also called, let's say somebody can't come to the Shabbos table, they have to lie down. Somebody who has the flu. Somebody who has a terrible, terrible toothache. Right, all the categories of Chol Shein Bo Sakana. So in that case, a guy is allowed to do a Daraisa, and a Jew is allowed to do a Darabanan. So if somebody's in that category, they could also take medicine. The Gezeira of Shechik Yisamamanim is for a Chola that is less than a Chol Shein Bo Sakana. Somebody who's not comfortable, somebody's in a little discomfort, pain, but not so that if they have to leave the Shabbos table. Right, so that's where the Gezeira of Shechik Yisamamanim comes up. But anything more serious than that, Chazal were never goes there in that case. Hashem, we'll talk about it at a certain point. Omar, Mar, let's continue. We just had that in the Brisa. The Zav cannot go out with his pouch in order to catch his Ziva, and not goats, Bekisha Badadayan. Vahatanya, Yotzos, Izin, Bekisha Badadayan. Another Brisa says that they can go out with a pouch. So I'm Rav Yehuda, a couple of answers. Number one, Vokasha, Hadamahadik, Hadamahadik. It depends how tight it is. If it's very tightly on, then it's okay. Right? Because then we're not worried that it's going to fall off. But if the verse is loose. Rabbi Yosef Amar, Tanoi Shakal Be'alma Tanoi. It's a machlokes Tanoi. What are you jumping on? Titzan. Ha'izim Yotza, our Mishnah. Ha'izim Yotza Tsuros. The Tanakhama says that goats could go out tied up. Rabbi Yosef Yotza Be'kulon. Rabbi Yosef says, no, they're all Asr Chutz. Min Arachil Sakvunos. Besides the covered up wool to keep it clean. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Izim Yotza Tsuros Li'abesha V'ol HaChalev. So Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda says it can go out Tsuros in one way, very tight, but not loose. So you see, it's a machlokas. The Tanakhama must hold even that's mutter. V'ibah Yisema Havah Rabbi Yehuda, or it's both Rabbi Yehuda V'ol Kasha, Kam Li'abesh Kam L'Chalev. Both Rabbi Yehuda depends how tight it is. So three different days. Either it's a machlokas, or it's two different cases, or it's both within Rabbi Yehuda. Tanya Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa Be'izin Beis Antochya, Shodadin Gasin, they had very large udders, they even hung down to the floor. Vasulan Kisin Kadesh Lo Yisru Tutadehen. And they even made these pouches to cover up their udders, so they wouldn't be scratched. Let's just do a little more. Taner Abanim. Maisa be'echad shemesa ishto v'nicha ben linak v'lohoylos char minika litein. There was a man whose wife, Rachman al-Islam, died, seems in childbirth, and he didn't have a wet nurse. He didn't have enough money to get somebody to nurse. V'nasa lo nes v'niftachu lo dadin kishnei dadi isha. And the man, all of a sudden, was able to nurse. V'heinikas b'no, he was able to nurse his son. Two different reactions, pashtus. Amar of Yosef. Bo'ei kamagodo adam zeh. What an unbelievable person. Shnasol lones kazeh. Kodesh Baruch Hu did an amazing nace for this man. Right? Amazing. Wonderful. Amar le'abaya adarava. No, kamagarua adam zeh. What a terrible person. Garua. Shenishtana l'sidri abracious. Right? All of my abracious had a change for him. Kamagarua zeh. Kamagarua zeh. The big shiloh is, what the abaya can't be down kavschus. Right? Abaya is like, oh, kamagarua. Right, so the Gon Yaakov in the Ian Yaakov says Kamagarua. No, he's also giving a compliment, but he's focusing on something else. We know that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's the other choice? HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have found him some money some way, as we're going to have in a minute. But he Dafka did a nes nigla for him. So he says, Abai is saying, I feel bad for the guy because now, as we know, whenever a nes occurs, Menachem lo mizchu Yosef, he loses certain zchuyos, like this week's parsha. Katonti mikol chasadim mikol emes. Yaakov says, "Oy vey, I think I lost my zchuyos because of all the nisim." So that's what he's saying. I'm a garua. Now he's garua because my sabracious was changed for him, and Mameiwa, he lost some schuyos. Amar Rav Yehuda, bo reka makashim zanosav shal adam. You see how difficult it is for parnasa. Shenishtanu olav sidrei breishis. You see, it was easier for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to change ma'aseh breishis, to change the physical makeup of a person, rather than to give him mizonos in another way. Amar Rav Nachman, teida, I'll prove it to you, the misrachash nisa v'lo ivri mizoni. A nes occurred, and mizonos occurred. Asks the Marsha, ask the Marsha right here, what do you mean that, let me just find it quickly, says the Marsha, as we just said, why can you say, right, it's not shayach here. Remember we had earlier in the Gemara, right, the Talmud says, Rabbi Gamliel, right, that never happened. And they said, no, look at this, look at that. Isn't that it's happened before? So here too, Dika Lameimar, to keep in the Dadim Yesh Ba'ish, Kimo Ba'isha, Harizeh Ein Chadash, Da'avim Mias Ba'Koach, Elisha Ha'Pa'ula Nischadsha. Right, a big shayla in science is why men have breasts. Right, what do they do in life? Right, so the Marsha says, Bikoach, they're there. It's not called Chadash when the man nurses. Right, only Befoal, it's Chadash. But it's not total Chadash Tachat HaShemesh, because it is there, to use in these, unusual cases where Kadosh Baruch Hu deems it fit. Is it Garua? You see on the side, the Tosfos Yesharim quotes the Medrash that says, Mordechai nursed Esther. Why are you telling me it's Garua? Mordechai nursed Esther. He also, so why is it different than this guy that if I said it was Garua? So the Ben Yoyada says, no, in that case, it was Ein Breira, because you needed to keep Esther in private, that nobody knew who she was. So there was Ein Breira, it was Mukhrach. But here it was Mukhrach. Wasn't Mukhrach, the guy could have done, been in public and gone a wet nurse? That's why it's different. Look at the Ben Yoyada right here that talks about Esther. Just three more lines. Let's finish up. Tana Rabbanan. Maisa Badamecha Shanasa Isha Gidemes. Velo Hikir Bad Yomosa. Right, similar Shaka Vataya. A man married a lame woman and didn't realize it until she died that she was lame. Amar Rav. Bo Rekam Tsnua Isha Zu. Shal Hikir Babayla. How Tsnua this woman is. That the husband didn't even realize it. Amar Rabbi Chiya. Zu Darka Bakach. No. That's not such a Chiddish word. Tsnua, she would want to keep her arm covered, because it's embarrassing for her. Give the man the credit, not the woman. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, I'll have to try to work on these technical difficulties, Hashem, but Hashem will continue.